Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 14th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you like this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a two-week free trial and see what we have to offer. There's also model portfolios, recommendations, and a fantastic Facebook discussion group as well. All right, well, let's look at the scores on the doors this afternoon. And we closed down 15.8 points, 0.2%, 77.13.6. We opened at 7,744.2, which was the high of the day. We had a low of just over 7,700. So just bouncing slightly off that level. But it was the best of times, it was the worst of times today. And it was the banks that really got pummeled today, having hit that all-time high around $210 for the big bank basket, which we have spoken about. We saw the banks sell off big time today. Macquarie put out a sell notice on the banking sector across the board. The big bank basket fell to $204.87. That was down 2.1%. CBA escaped most of the wrath, down 1.1%. But Westpac down 3.8%. And ANZ down 3.8%. Macquarie also falling 1.1%. Insurers a little mixed. QBE down 0.5% and IAG up 1%. Medibank Public down 1.3%. REITs did okay today. We had the Goodman Group up 0.4%, and Mirvac up 0.5%. We did see bond yields at the moment pretty steady around 4.05% today. There, US futures currently slightly positive. We got Nasdaq futures up around 55 points, and Dow futures up around 36 odd points. So a little bit of optimism creeping in there. We do have US PPI numbers and retail sales numbers this evening. And in China today, we did see the copper price hit a two-year high in Asian trade. So that was certainly spurring on the resources today. And we did see some good buying across the board in some of the resource space. BHP and Rio, being big copper stocks, were doing pretty well. BHP up 2.7%, Rio up 1.9%. Fortescue not doing much, iron ore under a bit of pressure at the moment. Gold miners doing better, and we did see a little bit of a mixed picture in lithium, although Pilbara did conduct another auction. Hasn't seen one of those for a while. Stock falling 0.2% on the back of that. In corporate news today, well, ABB was a big loser today. They lost the contract for Optus to white label the internet. As a result, the stock cratered 18%. The winner of that particular order, or that particular contract, was Superloop, which of course is under takeover at the moment from ABB, and they're not going to get it at this price. Superloop was up 25%, and of course we got ABB down 18%, so a massive divergence between the two there. We also saw some good news out today for Arafura Rare Earths, up 76% on a funding deal there with some government support coming in there. We saw Light and Wonder denying that it had stolen Aristocrat technology. And Olivia Wirth, who was the frequent flyer queen at Qantas, she found a new home as CEO of Maya. Maya up 7.6% on the news. Nothing on the economic front today, but we do have those US numbers this evening. Asian markets not doing an awful lot. Hong Kong down 0.6%, the biggest mover and shaker there. In terms of winners for Grinners today, well, let's run through them. Well, the biggest winner today was Superloop on the back of that Origin white label contract, up 24.8%, 10 million shares traded. Vulcan Energy also doing well today, up 14.8%, 3 million shares traded. Not any news around that I could see in that one. Clinuvale also doing well, up 10.7% today. They have initiated a share buyback. A4N, which is a high purity alumina stock, up 10.2% on 2 million shares. Maya doing well on the back of that appointment of the CEO, seems to be a popular move. Up 7.6% on 10 million shares. Sandfire up 7.2% on 3 million shares. Copper stock, obviously. And Latin Resources up nearly 7% on 10 million shares there. As far as losers today go, well, the biggest loser was ABB, Aussie Broadband, falling 18% on 11 million shares on that shock loss of the Origin white label contract. Silex also falling 10.5%, 2 million shares traded. PolyNovo as well down 6.8%, 2 million shares traded there. AP Eagers went ex-dividend and a bit more, down 6.8%. Ingham's, love them, down 5.4% today as well. And that was on their ex-dividend news. And we did see the uranium stocks weaker today. Deep Yellow down 5.3%, Paladin down 4.4%, and Neuren Pharmaceutical down 4.5% there as well. As far as positive sectors go today, well, it was copper stocks, gold miners, a bit of healthcare, a bit of supermarket action as well, and one or two of the second liners in the base metal space. South 32 having a good day, up 5.2% today. In terms of negative sectors, well, it was the banks, Macquarie. We did see a little bit of losses in some of the gaming stocks, with Aristocrat down nearly 2%, and the tech space as well. REA Group falling 4.2% there too. As far as the big bank basket, that is back down to $204.87, so a fair way off its $209-odd high that we saw the other day. The Alltech Index down 0.8% today, so a little bit of backing and filling there for that index. We have gold slightly lower at 3,284. We do have Bitcoin continuing to hover around $73,000 a token. The Aussie dollar steady at 66.13, and the 10-year yield steady, I guess, at around 4.05 today. It was kind of that last night. Apart from that, major movers and shakers today that we haven't talked about, AIS. In the copper space, 21.7% higher. We also had 29 metals, 18% higher, both copper plays. A little bit of interest stirring in Bubs. Haven't talked that stock for some time, but certainly a little bit of interest stirring there. 7.4% higher today for the Bubs Australia, 14.5 cents. They did put out a webinar presentation, so that's obviously attracting a little bit of interest there for them. DGL, the chemicals company, which hasn't had a particularly good year, was up around 6.7%. The CFO has resigned. You wouldn't like it if you resigned and the stock went up nearly 7%, but they did offer a business update as well as the CFO news. As far as other news goes today, Appen. Big news there is the American buyer seems to have walked away. Doesn't look as if they were very happy with the news leaking out that they were interested, and the stock running hard on the back of it. The stock fell 17.1% today, 26 million shares traded. We had QIP as well, Quantum in the IP space, intellectual property space, down 6.1%. Looks like one of the bidders, Rouse, has dropped out, and they have granted exclusive due diligence to Adamantem. Dimetrics, DXB, also slipping away today on some profit-taking, now 5.8%. And Bannerman, one of the big losers in the uranium space today, falling 7.9%. Nothing in the speculative stock of the days today, apart from ARU, which had a pretty good day. As far as company news goes, we had Challenger reaffirming FY24 NPBT, net profit before tax guidance of top half, 555 to 605 million. PSC has confirmed receipt of multiple strategic approaches. Gold Road has presented preliminary production update from Gruyere. Aussie Broadband we have talked about. And Myer reported a 3% fall in total sales to 1.8 billion in the first half of 24. But more importantly, Olivia Wirth appointed as CEO. And Delta Lithium reports drilling results from Yinthara, including 30 metres at 1.9% lithium from 199 meters. In economic news today, well, we have a visit next week from China's top diplomat, Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who will visit next week. And I guess there is a possibility that we will see those wine tariffs rolled back to coincide with his visit. The US House passes a bill to force TikTok sale or ban. The clock is ticking. TikTok. Not good news, I suspect, for Apple or Tesla if Chinese authorities move against these two in some sort of retaliation. Russia has said, well, Putin has said that Russia is prepared for nuclear war Not sure how you prepare for nuclear war, but there you go, they are. And 1 year ago, yesterday actually, the S&P 500 bottomed on that Silicon Valley Bank fallout. Remember that? A year ago. Now up 34% since then. And that is about it. We got the US economic numbers this evening, and that will certainly probably do us for now. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. Of course, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.